Hello.
Hi, Rochelle. It's Sarah. How are you?
I'm okay, Sarah. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I just see that Isaiah clocked in last week, like past days that she weren't wasn't supposed to, like later than. So I'm the most that's gonna go through for billing this week is 25 and a half hours.
Okay, why is that? I can't remember. I can't remember a conversation to the next.
Problem. So that's because she used up the hours because we bill 40 hours for her each week, and so since we bill the more than we're supposed to,
What, how many hours she's supposed to get a week?
right. So we discussed that in the future we're not going to do this anymore, and in the future we're going to lock the schedules for July, and I'm going to start. Let me see one second. You're supposed to have a new schedule tomorrow. Let me see, it could be you got more hours. One minute. Let's see, for July, we're having 596. So that's 149 hours that you're having. So if we have 149 divided by 31 times 7, she's supposed to be clocking in for about 33 and a half hours a week.
And how much is that?
One second. 33 and a half, that's 33 hours. Yes. And how much money would that be that she would make? She's making 1575. 15.75. That would be about 529.
529 dollars.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this because I share spoke with the lady from the state the other day, me and her, and I share is one I share is gonna leave deluxe, and because of the pay rate and her clocking, I happen to stop clocking out at the end of the month and getting $100 and some dollars, $200 for her paycheck, because she's never done it like she was telling the lady at the state. And
Well, I think that you should have Isaiah give me a call. I can explain the whole thing to her. And then maybe we'll be clear for her how, if she does clock in for the right amount of time, meaning these 33 and a half hours a week instead of 40, because every week you say I should do 40. So if she clocks in for these 33 hour and a half hours, her paycheck will be short at the end of the month, and it will be steady then the whole month. And it will be, it's $529. That's before taxes. So it's going to be less than that with taxes taken out.
But, right. It'll be for something.
Right. But the thing is that then she'll have a steady paycheck the whole month. Now, I don't know if she's calling the state and she's complaining about that. If you change to another agency and they do the same thing, it's not really going to help.
Yeah, but they offer them more money.
Really, more than $15.75?
Because you're paying $15.75, right?
Right.
Yeah.
How much more is she looking to make?
Well, they just offered them $17.
They offered her $17.
A dollar more than what you're paying.
Really? At another agency, they offered her that much?
Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
For CDS, her and Kevin.
So why didn't you guys change already if they offered you such a...
Because the state takes a minute.
The state what?
It takes a minute before they change over.
Yeah, let me see if you made a request to change. 1 second. Usually when someone makes a request to change, then I get an email. I didn't get any email that you're requesting to change, though.
Oh, she probably didn't talk to your company.
No, I'm saying that the state automatically will send a message and be like, oh, the last day of services with Rochelle is going to be...
Oh, probably because they're waiting, the other company is waiting on the authorization or something they're supposed to get from the state. Put my earring on for me.
Let me see. I see this is on the 20th. Six provider with effective.
It came out in the bed. I just
oh, I see you're right. On the 5th, it's the last day of services. So how much more of an increase does she need to stay with us?
Well, Bird is offering 17, so I guess it would just be a dollar more than what you're paying, $16.75. And I'm talk her in the stand.
So if
I'm
if I
have to make
her
stay as being my daughter.
If I approve her for $16.75, then you'll stay with us?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to ask. I see the last day of services is on the 5th.
Yeah. And what do I need to do? Call the state and tell them that they're going to stay there?
Yeah, but let me first ask.
Okay.
I'm going to first ask, and then I will call you back.
Okay, and Sarah.
Is this for Eric also? He did the same thing?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they're both offering you guys both 17.
Uh-huh.
1 minute. Let me make sure I see it on Eric's plan also. Did Eric try getting more hours with the state?
They gave him more hours.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they gave him more units. I don't know what how many hours that come to,
yeah,
but if they gave him more time.
The plan is going to start on the 7th, but I just want to look at the notes. Yeah, it's leaving in the same day. Okay, I'm going to go ask right now. I'm going to see if they can approve both of you guys for $16.75. And it has to be $16.75 for Eric also for Kevin to stay?
Yeah. But she offered Kevin the same 17.
What was that?
They offered Kevin 17. Damn, that cat almost made me fall. 17, too.
They offered him also 17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and one more thing. I don't have missing in and out for Calvin.
For what day?
The 26th and the 27th, last week, Friday and Saturday.
Calvin! She don't have clock in or out for you on the 26th and the 27th. What was your time? Huh? 8:15 to 11:45.
Okay. All right, I'm going to go ask right now about the read, and I'll give you a call back.
Okay, Sarah.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.